Hello, everybody. It's introduction number two for the Vox Pop. Welcome to today's edition. Hillary has declared a run for the White House as she makes her first campaign appearances for the 2016 presidential race today. She said she's not going to take anything for granted. She's in Iowa today touring a community college and holding roundtable discussions. It'll be the first of many small campaign events and personal, quote, conversations with voters, part of an effort by her campaign to tamp down big expectations. Does she have a clear shot to the White House as her potential opponents line up? Jeb Bush has yet to declare his bid for the presidency, but many pollsters predict a Bush versus Clinton race in 2016. So what do you think? We want to hear from you. Give us a call at 1-800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551. I'm ready to take all comers. The very generous Raymond Graff has given me his package of peanut butter crackers, the kind you get out of the machine, and they have fortified me, and I'm just ready to move. And we've got wonderful, wonderful help on the phones. You'll find courtesy galore. 1-800-348-2551. Okay, so let's go to Eli. Okay, 1-800-348-2551. Eli, you're on.
Hi, Alan.
Hey, thanks for calling. I always like the first caller, or the first couple of callers, because they get things going, and then people aren't afraid, yeah. And so it's very helpful. Thank you.
Well, you know, Adam Silver, brilliant young pollster that he is, I think.
I think it's Nate Silver.
Nate Silver, I'm
yeah.
sorry.
Yeah.
Adam's an actor. I think he would tell you himself that polls this far away from the election are meaningless. My belief is that Hillary is going to win in a shoo-in. Obama won by 5%. She is going to better that mark. Certainly believe that Bush is going to be her opposition. All the money,
yep.
power behind, and the Republican Party is behind him. And there's no reason to think that Hillary is not going to win. And I'm absolutely certain that for the first time, 2 years from now, everybody will be uttering the words "Madam President."
However, what's interesting, I think, about this, Eli, is that the Republicans have to move real fast to the right in order to win those primaries. You know, they get 10% turning out, but they're all, you know, not all, but mostly people from the very right wing part of the party. So then when they win that, then they got to scurry as fast as they can back to the center and hope that they can win the general election. Now, one of the things I'm interested in really is the fact that Obama won because he had a lot of people turning out who don't traditionally vote in elections. I'm talking about huge number of African-Americans, huge number of Latinos. Then I think Hillary has to be very careful to make sure that she can get those folks to turn out this time who will believe her, because many people see her as a sort of centrist and therefore not really, even though the articulation is for the poor, not really for the poor, which I think may mean that the vice presidential pick has to be crucial.
Well, I understand those points. I do recall Clinton being extremely high polling with blacks and Latinos.
Yeah, yeah,
true. I think Hillary's going to be the same, and her numbers are going to be not much lower than Obama's. And then the big deal is the first female president. A lot of independent females who voted for Romney are going to switch and vote for Hillary.
Huh.
And that's going to increase, I think, her margin even above that Obama's 5%.
Yeah, well, you know, as always, you make great sense, Eli. Thank you so much for opening
Thank
us up.
Alan.
Appreciate it. Yeah, bye.
Take care.
Let's go to Joanna in South Hadley. Okay, Joanna, you're on.
Hi there. Well, I just wanted to say I was thrilled that Hillary announced, and I went online and made a very modest contribution, but I felt like it was my first little way to say I'm behind her. And I think that she does tread a fine line, because anyone who goes very far left of center is going to lose a lot of people.
Yep.
And anyone who is too absolutely middle of the road is going to lose a lot of the far left people. So, you know, it's always trying to negotiate the big game rather than just the small steps.
Do you think there are that many far-left people? I mean, I don't. I think there are progressives. There's a progressive branch of the party.
But... Yeah, I'm talking about the not the far lefts are not going to get any votes anyway. But I think that the progressive wing, you know, the Democratic Party has not had a very progressive platform for a while. And the one thing I hope that Hillary will do is set out her platform. I'm glad she's running. I'd love to have a woman president, but I want to see the platform and what she stands for.
Well, how important, Joanna, is the fact, I mean, all the BS aside, you started by talking about woman president.
Mm-hmm.
How important is her, you know, her position as, how important is the fact that she's a woman to you? Forget about everything else.
It is important. It's not the all-important factor.
So if Sarah Palin was running, you wouldn't be saying...
Oh, that's right. You are absolutely right. I would not be voting for Sarah Palin.
Yeah.
Politics trump everything to me.
Yeah.
But the fact that she's a woman is important, just the way that the fact that Obama was African-American was important as well.
Right. On the other hand, don't you think that the platform... See, I think you were right about everything except the platform. The platform has to please everybody. And as you said in the beginning, you don't want somebody who's too far to the left because you alienate a good deal of America. So you have to sort of talk in platitudes in the platform.
I'd like there to be more backbone to the platform, though. One of the issues that I really believe we've got to get equal pay for equal work.
Yep.
And that means probably... much greater enforcement as well as greater laws. I'd like to see...
That's an easy one, it seems to me. People got mothers, sisters, daughters, you know, I mean, if you're a man,
Well, for example, if we had a law, and I live in Massachusetts, and I was a state employee, I'm retired now, but Massachusetts has open checkbook. You can look up every person who's employed by the state and see their position and see their salary.
Yeah.
That helps to keep the pay equity. And I think that any corporation that has federal contracts should have to have open checkbook regarding salary. That would go a long way to getting equal pay.
Yeah, well, you and I share a senator, obviously, because I live in Massachusetts too, and she is our senator. So the question to you is, why there are a lot of people call and say, I'm not for Hillary, I'm for her, I'm for Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah.
Now, I think Elizabeth Warren is smarter than those people. She knows what the result would be.
Yes. I love Elizabeth Warren and her stances about things.
Sure.
But on a national level, in terms of the big game, no. I don't think that she has the pulling power that Hillary Clinton would have.
And there are many of the people who call here who I have problems with who say, I'm not voting in this election because she's not left-wing enough, as if the alternative, considering the alternative.
Considering the alternative, and who do you want to have appoint the next three Supreme Court justices?
You should say no more than that. So, and of course, the Republicans were very smart. They appointed young people.
Exactly right.
Who will be there forever and ever.
Exactly right.
Yeah. Listen,
thank you for doing this show. I appreciate
you're
it.
You're a great caller. Thanks, Joanna.
Thank you,
okay. We're going to take a very short break, but we'll be back in about 7 seconds. So don't fool around. Get on that phone. 1-800-348-2551.
Support comes from Schenectady County Historical Society, featuring research library and museum with interactive exhibits, talks, walking tours, and events for adults and children. SchenectadyHistorical.org. Boyden and Perrin, Amherst, Massachusetts, providing foreign and domestic car, truck, and SUV repair services, and a Massachusetts inspection station for over 50 years. BoydenandPerrin.com. Emmerich Sales and Service, serving the Capital Region, providing new or used compact tractors, lawn tractors, and handheld equipment by Kubota, Yanmar, Cub Cadet, Toro, and more. Since 1968, EmmerichSales.com. Shannon Rose Design, Saratoga Springs, New York, working to help companies and organizations express their identities through corporate branding, web design and development, and graphic design for almost three decades. ShannonRose.com. Redbud Development, building custom-designed landscape spaces that blend with the interior, pools, patios, outdoor kitchens, screen rooms, and more. RedbudDevelopment.com. And Albany Realty Group, a local, woman-owned real estate company since 2003, educating and counseling sellers and buyers throughout the real estate transaction. AlbanyRealtyGroup.com.
So all five phones are ringing. If you really got to get through and you don't have time, you can do it at WAMC, at VoxPop at WAMC.org. And TJ says, any realistic alternative other than Hillary will be a disaster for America. That's what TJ says. And by the way, I want to encourage everybody who may want to vote for a Republican and thinks that's the better way to go. I want you to call, too. This is an open forum, and I really want you. Okay, let's go to Dennis in Saratoga. Dennis, you're on.
Hello, I'm Alan.
Hey.
Listen, I'm one of those people who's was a conservative Democrat,
yep.
And I felt abandoned by the party, but I'm not enthralled with the Republicans either.
Yep.
So I registered as an independent, which pretty much disenfranchises me from the primaries.
No, you're screwed. You're screwed. Unlike my state of Massachusetts, where you walk in if you're non-enrolled and you can take a ballot in either party, which is somewhat known as an open primary. And I get your point. You really do lose your vote.
But I'm suffering from Clinton fatigue, and I'm against the Bush dynasty. So I'm looking forward to what comes forward, but I'm not. It's really frustrating for the amount of talent we have in the U.S. that there's really not better candidates coming through.
Yeah, but Dennis, I got to ask you. The day comes, you haven't lost your vote in the general election. It's Ted Cruz versus Hillary. What are you going to do?
It wouldn't be Ted Cruz and it wouldn't be Hillary. I might stay home with the other people who feel like it's not a choice and let somebody else decide.
So you don't care,
Well, no, I do care. I do care a lot. I mean, I wouldn't want. I'm not against a female president. I mean, you have Margaret Thatcher, Angela Merkel. It's just that a lot of people say now's the time for a woman, and no matter what, we're going to get Hillary. And
no, but they. But I just asked. I just. I said you wouldn't vote for Sarah Palin to the last caller. She said absolutely.
No, I would not. Yeah. And then So the thing is that what the problem I have is that the Clinton Foundation. A lot of people don't pay for this. To me, it just seems like a modern Tammany Hall where it's a warehouse to do favors and intimidate other Democrats with and hold over their heads.
Bill Clinton, Dennis, was a very popular president. In fact, when he retired, I think he was the most popular president in the history of this country. Unbelievably so.
Yeah, but they were.
But on the question of the foundation, I have to tell you that there are plenty of things that the Clintons have done in the past that I haven't been real happy with. There was one point at which he pardoned a whole bunch of unscrupulous people, and God only knows what the motivation was. So there were things that you can hold against them. On the other hand, let's look at it this way. There are always choices to be made. The last caller said, let's say the next three Supreme Court justices. That's huge.
No, I know that. But, I mean, the only problem with foundations, you talk about the Ford Foundation.
Sure.
Even the Koch brothers, by hook or by crook, they made their money themselves. I mean, basically, the Clintons are in the business of politics, and that's what they're using to get this money in and then have say over it and hire people to put in charge of different divisions.
Well, that's foundations in general. Everybody's got those issues.
It's not like they made the money themselves in private sector. They're doing it.
What do you think the private sector doesn't screw people?
Oh no, I think they definitely do. You're not going to see me argue with that.
Hey Dennis, a lot of people behind you. I want to let you go. Thank you very much for your call. Good call. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye.
1-800-348-2551. Three free phones. We'll go to Fred in Cohoes. Okay, Fred, you're on.
Thank you.
Sure.
I'm not going to vote for Hillary because I don't want the same old status quo, which I believe she's going to be.
Yep.
I'm not voting for a president because of my race, okay? And I don't like the healthcare thing as it stands. I just read about Cadillac care extension that they're signing in 2018, where they're going to be charging insurance companies 40% if they have a good health care. I have a friend of mine who's on disability, okay? He's on it for life. His wife works a small job, and they're paying $400-some-odd a month for health care with Obamacare. And I think that the Obamacare principle is great. I think it's really good, but it has to be tweaked. You have to bring in private insurance companies in the mix and create some kind of a competition to bring the cost down.
Hey, Fred,
the costs are just too high.
Hey, Fred, the last guy who wants to fight with you, of course, is me. But it is interesting that if you think about this, that we have, I have a wonderful health care plan. It's called Medicare. And the insurance companies are not in on it, right? So therefore,
I'm not a state insurance company. I'm an ex-state employee. I probably have a better health care plan than you.
You probably do.
When you think about it,
you probably do. But you know? But why? See, I take great exception to your extolation. I know there's no such word of the insurance companies bringing costs down. I think they're the biggest part of the problem.
Yeah, but I think you have to tweak it. They have to work on it.
And yeah. Okay.
Like, you spend $500 a month for health care. You have a mortgage payment you have to make. People have cars they have to make. They got to save for kids for college.
Yeah, yeah.
They have all kinds of food bills, all kinds of stuff, credit cards.
Yeah, no,
they just can't afford it.
No, I get that. I get that, and I think they all get it. I think they all know that we've come to a point of great unrest in this country because of the differential between those who have the most and those who are struggling, really struggling. Hey, Fred, I thank you for your call. Appreciate it a lot. Let's go to Dan in Millbrook. Okay, Dan, you're on.
Hey, Alan.
Hey.
Thank you for taking my call. I just want to say that I'm in the upper years like yourself, and I think we need new blood, not the same old Clinton and the same old Bush. I think we need new ideas and a new way forward. We need younger people, and if the Democratic Party can only put up Hillary Clinton, shame on the Democratic Party.
Okay, but Dan, I know that you disagree with me, and I appreciate that. It was one of the things that attracted me to your call. It says disagree with Alan, but because that's what the show is all about. But I do wonder whether youth in itself. So we get a guy standing up there this morning. What is he saying? He's saying, I'm young and you're not. Well, young and you're not. I mean, we had a doctor in Great Barrington, Dr. Gilligan. He was a wonderful man. He's gone now. And he was old, very old, by the time he retired. And another one in Copake named Bowerhan in the old days. These guys, they kept up. They really kept up. But they'd been around a long time, and the sagaciousness was that they had seen it all and seen it all again. And I think it's not only because I'm, as you put it, old. It's because, or older, it's because there is something that comes to somebody who has been around long enough.
I agree with that in a certain way. However, the Bushes and the Clintons are building dynasties, and we should be able to do better than just with Clinton or Bush putting up for presidential candidates.
Okay, Clinton versus Bush, which I believe it's going to be. You're in the voting booth. What do you do?
Oh, God, I hope it doesn't come to that.
Well, let's say it does.
Well, if it does, I'm a Democrat. I'll not that I haven't voted Republican in the past.
Sure, me too.
But I would probably go for Clinton.
Well, you're a wise man, Dan. I thank you so much for your call. Appreciate it a lot. Let's go to Malcolm in Amherst. Okay, Malcolm, you're on.
Good afternoon, Alan.
Hey.
Great show. I'm just thinking of those folks who are sitting out of the election due to frustration, a very understandable frustration, with the idea of having to vote for the lesser of two evils. And if I look back on all the elections where I really was, whatever you call it, biting your tongue or swallowing a little pride or whatever it is to, go in and vote for who you are, wishing you had a better candidate, I totally, I have a lot of respect for feeling that way. What I'm having a hard time getting past, though, is the actual idea of refusing to go and vote for Hillary, or even then just for, you know, someone even more radical or whatever your feelings are, you know, staying away from voting, you know, it's disenfranchising yourself. And so, you know, I got a bone to pick with those people. I want to ask them, not in a, you know, too angry or frustrated way, but, you know, just let's think about this now, you know. If anything, if you're that frustrated, channel that energy between elections to changing the voting system towards runoff voting or something that will keep you from being disenfranchised by voting for your real conscience while also allowing the lesser of the two evils to be, you know, still obviously a better idea.
Malcolm Will said, but I want to get everybody else. So thank you so much for calling. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Right. Bye. Let's go to Eric in Montague. Go ahead, Eric.
Hey, how you doing? Here's my thing. I have a little theory about the primaries here. Now, Hillary's going to run unopposed, probably, right? She's most likely the de facto nominee.
Oh, well, not necessarily. Not necessarily.
Not necessarily.
Okay.
It's likely, however, right?
Yeah. Okay.
So my point is that, you know, she doesn't have, like, the seven dwarfs problem of the Republicans, right?
Yeah.
Where each one of them has to kind of outrage the other one to show their authenticity, you know, and their bona fides. She's not going to have to do that. She can be more of herself.
Right.
Well, that's really it. I'm sure it's really insightful.
You make a good point. They've got a tough mountain to climb. It's a Democratic country. You know that, right? There are more Democrats.
Certainly.
There are more Democrats in this country and Democratic independents than there are Republicans. If the Democratic base, however, doesn't come out to vote, then you got Gore Bush. And then it's stealable or whatever else you're going to say about it. So,
The only positive I have about this thing is that the Republican circus was so entertaining the last time. You know, it's just they rip each other apart. They have to be outrageous. They have to be further to the right of the other guy. And then in the general election, they get waxed. Yeah.
But they also run to the middle. We know that. So
they have
to run to the middle. But the question is, have they damaged their credibility, you know, by that time? Eric, great call. Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's go to Peter in Great Barrington. How's it in Great Barrington today, Peter?
Gorgeous. Beautiful day. Great town. I just want to say, respond to that caller before who was looking for new blood in the system, and I kind of feel like everyone is so calculated in terms of the positions they take and public opinion polls. I just feel like authenticity is very hard to come by, and just because they're young doesn't mean that there is more authenticity, and I feel like there's a certain honesty about the system that Hillary has been so coy about what position she's going to take, and now she's come out with a populist economic platform, which I think is really powerful and tested by Elizabeth Warren, who seems to have so much traction.
Yep.
And I was thinking that there may be a ticket with Hillary and Elizabeth Warren and this populist economics. I think it could be very powerful and very good for the country.
Interesting thought. I don't agree with it, but it's a very interesting thought. It's possible. Anything's possible. Obviously, she does have a huge base in the Democratic Party, Elizabeth Warren, of course. So you make an interesting point. I hadn't thought of that. I don't think it'll be two women on the ticket. Maybe it should be, but I don't think it will. And listen, Peter, thank you very much for the call. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Let's go to Sean in Kingston. Sean.
Hi, how are you today?
All right. Depends on what you say.
Oh, well, then you're not going to like it. It's going to be a bad day for you, Alan.
It already is. All right.
So anyways, you know, you had said about the vast majority of the country being Democratic. Well, I think it's shifting tremendously, and it's very encouraging to see that a lot of people are starting to see beyond the two-party system, and really libertarianism is going to be winning throughout the rest of the century.
You could be right. Tell me
what's happening. What's happening, excuse me, please let me finish my statement. What's happening, though, is there's often a lot of editorializing about it and miscommunication of what these principles are. So the best shot we have for this country of all the people who are presently say that they're running is by far Rand Paul for civil liberties and the economy and anti-war. People are really tired of the war movement, the corporatism. The merger of corporate and state is fascism. That is the concept of corporatism. We don't have a free market economy. We always have crony capitalism, and we always have fascism being promoted in a different package in this country consistently. Hillary, if she really cared about people, would do things like audit the Federal Reserve, which is a private corporation that's in charge of our monetary supply.
Wait. Do you have you said a statement. This isn't the program for statements. This is a program you call in and you say what you think. And you said, please let me finish my statement.
I'm wondering, have you ever heard of the period? The best shot we have is Rand Paul.
Okay,
right now.
Great.
It would be by far our best shot.
Thank you, Sean. I appreciate your call. Okay, let's go to Andrew in Amherst. Andrew in Amherst, you're on.
Good afternoon, Alan.
Hey.
It's so nice to listen to this program. I just want to put my two cents in. There was a gentleman who just called a little while ago and about the Clinton and Bush dynasty, and I totally agree with that. I'll stay home before I'll vote for one of these two clowns. And I voted for Barack Obama 2 times, and I feel let down by that. And I think Clinton is absolutely the worst choice that any American voter could make.
Wait. So you're saying worse than Rand Paul or worse than Fred Cruz, Senator Cruz? Do you think that when you say the worst choice we can make, worse than any of the Republicans who put themselves forward?
I would say that Hillary Clinton is past her due date in terms of expiration as a food label. She's past the point. If you were to ask me what I thought about Elizabeth Warren, I'd say, let's go for it. But
uh-huh.
Hillary Clinton, forget.
Okay. That's your position. I certainly don't agree with it, but I think it smacks a little bit, Andrew, of ageism. And as an old guy, I resent that.
Well, I just think Clinton is past her point of electability. I voted for Barack Obama 2 times.
Yeah.
And I before he even came out, I was all for him before that. I mean, when he came out prior to 2008 and actually said, I'm running for president, I totally believed in this guy. Hillary Clinton can't be trusted.
Okay.
She's the dynasty like Bush, and we don't need those type of people.
I gotcha. Andrew, thank you for the call. Really, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Right. Let's go to Lee in Ulster. Okay, Lee, we're trying to clear up the lines here.
Yeah. My 2 cents worth. You know what? If it's not going to be a big name the way the money is set up now, who are you going to get? And what are they going to have to give away in order to be in line for that money?
Okay.
We can maintain a certain amount of integrity in the face of the enormous amount of cash that's required to go forward. So,
yeah.
I listen to people, complain about Clinton. You know what? Pick somebody else who's going to be able to stand up to the kind of word I can't use on the radio.
Okay, but who you got?
Instead of Hillary?
Yeah.
I don't see why we need somebody instead of Hillary. I mean, I think the woman is moral. I think, I think that she'd do a good job. She's certainly got the skill set for it. All the wing flapping that they do on the other side about her questionable morals is the pot calling the kettle black in the worst kind of way.
Yeah. Lee, I got to let you go. We're up against a stop here. So thank you. Thank you very much. Okay. We'll be right back. 7 seconds or so. So Kathy and Eleanor and Denise, you stay right where you are.
Support comes from Underground Railroad History Project, 14th Public History Conference, Breaking Free, Civil War, Emancipation, and Beyond, this Friday through Saturday at Russell Sage College, Troy, Sunday at the Myers Residence in Albany, on Facebook. Fort Hill Auto Body, Amherst, Massachusetts, locally owned and operated since 1997, providing auto body repair, detailing, painting, and glass replacement. A proud supporter of public radio, FortHillAutoBody.com. Cowan's Auctions, available for estate, trust, and full collection evaluations. George E. Heigl for consultations, 518-369-7994. The Whistling Kettle Tea Room, tea shops and cafes in Ballston Spa in downtown Troy, New York. Over 170 loose-leaf teas from around the world, in-store and online. TheWhistlingKettle.com. And Curtis Lumber, specializing in kitchen design, featuring Cambria quartz countertops, Miralot cabinetry, and more. Designer consultations available, CurtisLumber.com.
And we are back. We're coming around the horn here. We'll be done in less than 20 minutes, so get online. Right now, all five phones are ringing, as they have all this time. But I'll let you know when there's some time here. And you can do it. You can write to us at voxpop@wmc.org. Kathy and Slingerland, you're on. Kathy.
Yes, yeah. I thought you said John.
No.
Hi, Alan. I just had a comment about a person who was saying something about Obamacare.
Right.
I know it isn't related to your topic, I know, but that already is private insurance companies. You have about 60 selection.
Sure.
And I don't personally favor that system myself, but at least it's an attempt to alleviate some of the problem. I think single payer would be much better.
Yeah, it would, because I have single payer. That's what I get.
Yes, so do I.
Yeah. So
but
and it works.
But I just wanted to let the person know that, you know, what his thinking was incorrect about.
You know, there's the old joke, without going into it, where somebody just keeps yelling the same thing over and over and over again. And then some people say, yeah, Obamacare, that's bad, 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 bad. But it's not. It's better than what we had. People
correct.
People are getting on the rolls. Some people who never had medical care are getting that medical care. So, and I couldn't agree with you more. We could make it a lot better if we kept the insurance companies out, and then there would be no bill. That's the terrible part about it. Hey, Kathy, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. All right, let's go to Eleanor in Amherst. Eleanor, you're on.
Hi, good afternoon. I am very depressed by the inequities in this country that a few rich people have most of the money, and the rest of us has to share what they haven't grabbed. And I think that's untenable.
But it is untenable, and I love that word, because, I mean, there's one thing that Franklin Roosevelt knew, it's that if you take everything from everybody, you end up with revolution. So, and believe me, he really had to worry about that back then, after the Depression. But the New York Times knows it. Everybody knows it. You take somebody's house away from them. You foreclose. You do all of that. It can only get to what you call an untenable state. That's what'll happen. Aren't they smart enough to know that?
I guess not. They're too happy with their money.
So much money that they couldn't spend it in 1,000 lifetimes.
Well, I don't know why some people are so selfish. They have not learned the golden rule.
You know, pizza.
By the way,
yeah.
I was named after Eleanor Roosevelt.
Oh, that's great. And you know, a great lady. And you know that Pete Seeger once looked at me and he said exactly your words. He said, "Why are people so greedy?" It's unbelievable. Eleanor, thank you so much for your call. Great call.
Bye.
Let's go to Denise in Saugerties. Now there are two free phones. Denise in Saugerties, you're on.
Hi, Alan.
Hey.
I'm only calling in to dispute all of these people that keep using the term dynasty in relationship to Hillary Rodham. She happens to have been married to Bill Clinton. That's not a dynasty. We've had dynasties in politics, the Hamilton Fishes, we've had the Adamses, we've had the Peabody, you name it. Hillary Clinton is her own person. She's a savvy woman. I've been following her since her speech in Beijing. And I trust her to make the kind of appointments to the Supreme Court that I'd like to see there, because for me, the bottom line is the Supreme Court. Thank you.
I agree with you. Thanks a lot. Okay, two free phones. We'll go to Edward in West Stockbridge. Hi, Edward.
Hello.
How you doing?
Good afternoon, sir. Thank you very much for your show. Very quickly, if I can, there is in this country, in our electoral process, unfortunately, the lesser of two evils thing.
But isn't that same thing in life? Isn't that
life? But there's a third evil.
Yeah.
The third evil is not voting.
Yep.
And not participating. Hillary Clinton's got a lot of warts, maybe worse, you know, but Ted Cruz is crazy. And Hillary Clinton will appoint people that I can live with to the Supreme Court. And Hillary Clinton will listen to Elizabeth Warren in the Senate. And Hillary Clinton will hew to the Democratic Party the best we can make it. We can make it. We can't make anything in the Republican Party. And I say we, small w, us little guys.
Yeah.
And proof that the single-payer system scares the bejesus out of the big corporations. Look what they did. What is it, Medicare Part B that Bush passed to pay for drugs? And they legally forbid Medicare.
Yeah, from bidding, from buying.
Competing in the drug market.
Yeah, no, it was terrible. Edward,
they don't want competition in the system.
Edward, I got your point. I'm trying to get to everybody.
Wait.
Thank you for your call. You remind me in West Stockbridge to stop by I'll get over to the public market because I got to get me a chicken. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. Bye.
Let's go to, now you got three free phones. David in Patterson. Okay, David, you're on.
Thank you, Alan. I just want to comment about this lesser of two evils business.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm an old fogey. I'm in my 70s, and I remember what happened when Hubert Humphrey ran against Nixon. A lot of people sat that out. We got Nixon. We got another 6 years of that stupid war where another 25,000 Americans got killed. When Nader ran as a third-party candidate in 2000, he got about 97,000 votes in Florida. Bush carried Florida, I think, by about 300-400 votes. We got Bush, and we got this crazy war. We got $5 trillion added to the debt. And I think people should think it over. I mean, there's things about Hillary Clinton that bother me. I'm not sure what she'll do about financial regulation and so on.
Yeah, but just in terms of history, David, I don't want to fight with you about this. But you
probably disagree with me, but go ahead.
Well, no, only in terms of history. We know that Hubert Humphrey was hardly a flaming liberal by that time. I mean,
I don't know. Well, look, he was under the thumb of Lyndon Johnson.
Exactly.
And I think once he was elected as his own man, he would have ended that war in 10 seconds. And you may disagree.
No, I don't know. I mean, I just don't know.
I don't know either. I mean, it's impossible to know. But, I mean, consider what happened in 2000 with Bush-Gore. Nader threw the election effectively to Bush.
Well, you know, he and I don't get along too good, as we say. And at one point, we set to it on that very issue, and he denied it. I just want you to know he denied it. And it got to be sort of a screaming match. So one day, somebody from WAMC ran into him, and he says, "Do you work for the Screamer?" He said. He said, "Do you work for the Screamer?"
If you just look at the numbers, Nader got 97,000 votes in Florida. And the difference between Bush and Gore was no more than 400 votes. I don't know the exact
number. Sure. No, I agree with you, David. On that, I certainly agree with you. Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. See you around.
Thank you. Bye.
Yep. We'll go to Philip in Plainfield. Okay. Philip, you're on.
Oh, hey, Alan. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I'm hearing some pretty negative things coming out about Hillary, and I feel this way. The woman has a great deal of experience in government. I think she has a lot to offer. I think she would make very sane decisions, certainly more than all the other Republican contenders that are coming up. And sometimes her delivery, you know, in a personal way, doesn't come off the best. But I think we hopefully she'll make a good showing in the running, because I think she has a lot to offer. I think she would be good for our country.
Let me tell you
something. That's my comment.
Well, no, stay there for a minute.
Okay.
Well, let me tell you that when I had the extreme pleasure of interviewing her a couple of times when she was the senator from New York.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you one observation. You're right about one thing. She is blazingly smart. Blazingly
yes, very bright.
Smart. And, she had my number right away. And she's just real smart. I think that that needs to be said.
But Philip, I think so.
Philip, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye. Let's go to Denise in
Wilmington, Vermont.
Oh, Wilmington, Vermont. It said Wilmington. Okay, oh, I got it. Yeah, go ahead, Denise.
It's an honor to speak to you, Alan, and I want to say that I believe it'll be a Marco Rubio, Hillary Clinton election.
What makes you say Marco? What makes you think Marco will get the
nod? Because he's got a lot of energy. He's only in his early 40s, and he's very bright on foreign policy.
Yeah. Okay, so maybe you're right on that. Will that detract from the Hispanic vote for Hillary?
I'm not sure. I'm not really sure. Because I think that what people really want is, this sounds silly, but women will go out in droves, and Hillary is a woman. It all depends how warm and toasty people are feeling toward Hillary, and how warm and toasty they're feeling toward the opponent. And it's been a real honor, Alan. I'm going to let you go now.
No, don't go. I love talking to you.
Because
you're real. So let me ask you this. This thing about the women, you know, 20 years ago, when the women's movement, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, when the women's movement getting started, there were women who really didn't like it. You know, they thought that the old model was the better model. You know, they stay home with the kids, this and that. You think that's changed?
Yeah, I do. And I'll
so
tell
do
you.
I. Yeah.
And you're such a nice man, Alan, and it's been a real honor. Thank you so much.
Well, thanks for calling. Appreciate it. Call again, okay? Bye.
You bet. Bye.
Okay. Let's go to Daniel in Rosendale. Daniel, you're on.
Hi. Thanks so much. So I'm from Rosendale, New York, and I want to shout out to Rosendale. I urge everyone to come visit our movie theater and our many restaurants and shops that are opened up.
And Rosendale Cafe, right?
Right. Rosendale Cafe and other restaurants.
And the Berkshire Ramblers actually played the Rosendale Cafe one Sunday.
Oh,
afternoon.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
It's a fun town. Come visit, everyone. So what I really want to talk about is that it will be important for everyone to focus on issues throughout this campaign. And I feel that any focus on, you know, hairstyle and so forth, it's aimed at Hillary Clinton. And I think that when Paul Krugman recently had a great article talking about, you know, any Democrat is going to be, you know, maintaining Social Security, maintaining Medicare, whereas any Republican is going to be attacking those. And the issues are so clear that the attacks, and of course, you know, just the way advertising works, it couldn't ever come down to let's carefully analyze these issues. It's going to have to be this sneak campaign of delegitimization, and that's what I feel a lot of the attacks have already been on Hillary Clinton.
Well, not only on her, but Obama. The Times had a great editorial on that.
Absolutely.
And so that's very interesting. I think that's a very good point, except that I think that the other side knows who it's going to be, and they're going to just not let up. It'll be over and over and over again. They're going to be just using the same sentence again and again. And it is sexist, because we don't talk about the way man's hair looks.
Right. And the other point that I urge readers or listeners to pay attention to is, I feel many of the scandals, quote unquote, that they try to make scandals refer to something that's sort of culturally out there, but it's not about her. And in fact, it's about the right wing. And I'm going to just mention two right now. One, this whole recent blow up about the email server. She had her own email server. Okay, so the first thing, and this was reported in the New York Times, it hasn't been made a big fuss about, the two previous secretaries of state did the same thing. Yeah. And Jeb Bush, when he was governor of Florida, did a very similar thing. And in fact, as soon as Hillary Clinton was in the news about it, his office said, oh, we're releasing the last 25,000.
Disgusting. Daniel, I'm going to let you go only because we only got a few more here. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Daniel mentioned email. I got one from R, who says, I'm glad to see Hillary running, but I think it's sad that despite her qualifications, criticized more for hairstyle and the clothes she wears rather than anything else. Some would even judge her on sex appeal rather than any of her political positions. And we got an email saying, what about Jerry Brown as Hillary's running mate? And Thomas says, I'm pretty sure to have a dynasty, you would have to have an heir. And if Chelsea isn't heading in that direction, won't the potential for dynasty be gone? 8 years? Who said she's going to be gone? I read a thing in the, I think the Times the other day that said she's their closest advisor, both mama and papa. Nonetheless, there seems to be this constant power and money stays with power and money, and that's Thomas on the road. Kevin says, the left side of the Democratic Party and all people who consider themselves non-centrist must remember that there may be for Supreme Court justice, that there may be for Supreme Court justice. Important issues the court will face in the ensuing years include Roe versus Wade, gay marriage, Obamacare, and others. If all Democrats want to see these issues overthrown, they should stay home. Otherwise, I need to get out and vote for Hillary, who will be the only Democratic candidate. If a Republican gets in the White House and four judges are appointed, these issues and others will fail. These are the things that non-conservatives need to think about. And I'm not going to read more because it's just too long. A good afternoon. I'm a Hillary supporter, but I'm worried that Hillary may have declared her candidacy too soon. The election is still far away, and no other viable candidates have declared. By entering the race so early, Hillary makes herself the prime target for anyone else who wants to run, and for a L-O-N-G in caps season of attack ads that can be created against her. Thanks from Mark, and I believe... and Scott says, I am afraid Elizabeth Warren does not have everything it would help to win. She's bright and interesting ideas. However, she is like President Obama. Both are lightweights who couldn't and won't get enough done. The Republicans will thwart her efforts. The Republicans will thwart her efforts like they did Obama. I wish Hillary had beaten Obama. She was ready to be president. Obama wasn't. He would be better now. I would consider voting for Bush. Most of the other Republican candidates are too extreme and will look out for their rich buddies and will throw the average American under the bus. Primary versus caucus. A caucus does not seem as democratic. It does not give everybody a chance to weigh in. Tommy, in Neversink, you're on. Tommy, you got to make it fast.
Even if the election's close, Hillary has an electoral advantage.
Yes,
she'll carry the Northeast and California. And
what about Florida?
Republican. That's always a toss-up.
Well, but that's a huge toss-up, as we know, from a certain Gore versus Bush.
But she doesn't necessarily need Florida.
Well,
if she carries the Northeast and California, you know, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, all those states, the Republicans will have a pretty tough time coming up.
Oh, no, it's going to be close. You're right about that. You're right about it. It's going to be close, but it's not a given. Thank you, Tommy. Appreciate it. Okay, we'll go to Ellen in Buckland. Ellen, you're on real quickly. We're almost out of time.
Yeah, I have a question. How can you put forth Hillary's foreign policy approach, including lessening our military, because that's where by far most of our budget goes to the military? What, Ellen, I don't know the answer to that.
Let me put it this way. With, you know, 40 seconds to go, we can't even begin to do that.
Okay.
But we should do one. And I know that we've got one coming up next Tuesday. And I think we're going to have an outstanding guest with us. So we'll take it up then, okay?
About foreign policy.
Yeah.
Okay,
thanks
thank
a
you.
Lot. Yeah, bye.
Bye.
We are out of time. Ed, you have a one sentence, Ed, or not? It has to be one sentence.
Yes, very quickly, as a cigar smoker and a follower of the political scene, I'd like to say that the biggest problem facing the campaigns on the federal to local level is the primaries. In effect, they have to spend all the money and raise it twice.
Okay, Ed, I am so sorry. As I warned you, we're out of time.
I was driving around, and I just got a chance to make the call.
Thank
so
you
I appreciate
you
your picking up on it.
Bye. Okay, we're out of time. I want to thank everyone who called in. We got to everybody and apologize to no one. Support for the Vox Pop comes from Empire Exhibits and Displays, Mechanicville, New York, custom exhibits, interactive displays, and commercial casework for trade shows, events, museums, and corporate interiors, empireexhibits.com. The Wild Center, Tupper Lake, New York, open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 10 to 5. Where the wild world of the Adirondacks opens before your eyes, wildcenter.org, and Harold's Ice Cream, Thorne's Marketplace, downtown Northampton, Massachusetts, over 300 flavors of handcrafted dairy and dairy-free ice creams, cakes, hot fudge, and more. Harrells.com, and Habitat Post and Beam, South Deerfield, Massachusetts, designing and manufacturing energy-efficient post and beam homes and additions throughout the Northeast since 1972, postandbeams.com. Thanks again for joining us on the Vox Pop. Remember, the conversation continues online at wmc.org/voxpop. Our engineer has been Zach Malloy. Your calls were answered by Michelle Keckie. Our producer is Jessica Blaustein-Marshall. I'm Alan Shartok. Stay tuned now for a news update.